This goes to Dr. McConnon. M like Mary, C, capital C, O, N, N like November, O, N like November. Fax 989-953-5329. Regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Saghi, S-A-G like golf, H-Y. Date of birth October 17th of 1960. Dear Dr. McConnon, this is a consultation for Mrs. Saghi with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, for the last year. She was originally seen by this practice July 20th of 2020 as a post-hospital follow-up visit in this office due to very difficult to control hypertension. But that has actually resolved and improved, and she has blood pressures at home that range between 120 to 140 over 80. And since she was seen in 2020, she was diagnosed with severe diverticulitis and required removal of her sigmoid colon and anastomosis. Part of the small bowel also was removed. She did not require any kind of colostomy, or not even initially. It was all able to be reconnected so that she did not require an external device. She does have is followed by gastroenterology in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. And she also has a hematologist at Beaumont Hospital because she has von Willebrand disorder. So she has regular follow-up by hematology at Beaumont. Her last CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast was done April 23rd of 2023. She does have a right adrenal adenoma that has not changed in size for since prior to 2020. The kidneys were normal in size, no hydronephrosis, and no stones, and the bladder was unremarkable. But then she did have another CAT scan of the abdomen that was done 6/29 of 2023, which showed some thickening of the abdominal wall in the rectal area. So she had an urgent colonoscopy in Ann Arbor July of this year that did not reveal any kind of masses within the colon. She did have several polyps removed that were non-malignant. And she will be being scheduled for a EGD soon also. And then she'll follow up with gastroenterology for that. She might have urinary tract infection symptoms now. She's having some cloudiness of the urine and dysuria. Apparently, she dropped a urine off at the lab about a week ago, but has not heard the results. So she will be contacting your office since she's still having symptoms, and possibly the urine will need to be repeated. She reports that she is feeling well currently, no headaches or dizziness, no current diarrhea, no bleeding or excessive bruising. She does have chronic pain that is stable currently. No excessive fatigue, no edema. And she has had a history of kidney stones also, none currently. Past medical history is significant for severe hypertension that is markedly improved now. Crohn's disease, von Willebrand disorder, psoriatic arthritis, anemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, a right adrenal adenoma, recurrent UTIs, history of kidney stones, and history of stroke without permanent residual. Past surgical history, she had the sigmoid colon removal because of the diverticulitis. Colonoscopy was July of 2023, total abdominal hysterectomy, hernia repair, cholecystectomy, removal of a benign right breast tumor, bilateral shoulder surgeries and scraping, also fusion of the clavicle to the shoulder area, since that was and that was many years ago, she reports. Social history, the patient smokes at least a pack of cigarettes per day for many years. She has not been able to quit so far. She does not use alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's medically retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to morphine, aspirin, ibuprofen, Compazine, and Zofran. Medications, she gets vitamin B12 tablets once daily, fiber capsules, 2 at bedtime, Ativan, 1 milligram at bedtime, Trazodone, 100 milligram at bedtime, folic acid, 1 milligram daily, Synthroid, 100 microgram daily, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, magnesium oxide, 250 milligram daily, Prilosec, 40 milligram daily, spironolactone, 25 milligram every other day, Losartan, 12.5 milligram daily, metoprolol extended release, 50 milligram daily, Zoloft, 25 milligram daily, and Bentyl, 10 milligram 3 times a day. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight 205 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 72. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, extremities, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 17th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.37, estimated GFR 44. April 23rd, 2023, creatinine 1.3, GFR 46. August 26, 2022, creatinine is 1.3, GFR 46. July 28th, 2022, creatinine 1.5, GFR 35. And when she was seen in the office in 2020, the creatinine levels ranged between 1.1 and 1.5. We have one outlier at January 18th of 2022 of 2.2, and then she did not follow up for further appointments until this re-referral today. Urinalysis, that was done May 17th of 2023. That's negative for blood and negative for protein. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.1, sodium is low at 132, potassium is 3.6, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin is 12.0, normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing severe hypertension. Also, recurrent dehydration when she was suffering from diverticulitis. But that is, it has been stable for over a year. We will have her continue doing lab studies every 3 months. And the next one will have a urinalysis, clean catch midstream. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. She also will be. She will also follow up with her regular gastroenterologist in Ann Arbor, and also with the hematologist at Beaumont on a regular basis. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.